Mark Officer, Lost and Found in Johannesburg. Mark, Homedens, what is that all about for you? I mean, this seems to be the starting point, your fascination with maps.
Well, you know, when I was a little boy, Philip, I was obsessed with maps and with all maps. And I developed a particularly strong attachment to the Johannesburg, well, what was then the Johannesburg A to Z, you know, A to Z, which was called the Homedens. Very eccentric. Of course, I didn't know at the time how eccentric it was and what the kind of political basis for its eccentricity was. I just thought this was the map of Johannesburg. And I would play a game for hours on end where I'd find an address in the phone book. And then using the index of the Homedens, I'd find where that person lived, and I would sort of dispatch an imaginary courier with goodies out to that person. And it was a game that I think took me outside of the very comfortable, because I came from a very comfortable family, emotionally and financially, but also took me outside of the bounds of my suburban walls in northern Johannesburg, and sort of gave me a sense of imagination of other places that there might be in the city. And the reason why I use it as the sort of starting framing metaphor for the book was because one day while playing the Homedens, I had a terrible shock when I found one of the few black names in the phone book, and then found an address in Alexandra, and realized that Alexandra was on the next page. I mean, I knew it existed, and I knew black people lived there, but I thought it was probably on another planet. And then the second shock was when, as I tried to get my courier from me on page 79 to Mr. Mpahlele, let's call him, on page 77, there was literally no mapped way through. Sandton sort of ended with a solid red line, and you couldn't cross it. And this became, I mean, what I write in my book is that this was sort of cartographically the dawning of my political consciousness. And the book is about how I, as I grew up, sort of dispatched myself into the places I could only dream of, and began to sort of grapple with how much Joburg identity and South African identity is about borders and boundaries and frontiers and crossing the boundaries or remaining within them, and that's what the book's about.
Well, it's also about finding yourself, and
sure,
you call it Finding Johannesburg, but may I be so bold to say, is this not really sort of more of an autobiography in terms of Mark Officer trying to find himself, maybe having lost himself on the map rather than having found anything in the map?
You know, I'm a journalist. And I've spent my life interviewing other people and telling other people's stories. And I'm not entirely comfortable with this, calling this book an autobiography, even though, of course, anybody can call it whatever they like, because it's two simultaneous journeys. It's a journey across the landscape and a journey into the interior, and it's about the relationship of those journeys. So, yes, it is about finding myself, losing myself and finding myself and losing myself again, but it's also about understanding Johannesburg and understanding what Johannesburg means and understanding what it means to be gay, to be Jewish, to be a man of my generation with my political consciousness. And I use, I mean, one of the metaphors I use in the book is I really love the notion of a flâneur. And a flâneur is this wonderful, untranslatable French word, which means setting out to walk a city with the intention of being of. And, you know, this great quote from Walter Benjamin, who says that, you know, finding yourself in a city is easy. Getting lost in a city takes work. And getting lost in Johannesburg is not an advisable thing to do, I mean, because all you're going to find is trouble. But
well, you found trouble.
I tried to get lost in Johannesburg, and I let other people find me, and so I follow people, you know, along their routes of Joburg, whether it's William Kentridge or an amazing transgender Sangoma named Nkunzi Nkabinde. And the journalist in me is always busy, trying, you know, because I only understand myself by understanding other people.
But you don't entirely understand everything, which is what I find so clever about the book. You don't try and explain away things. You delve and you keep on digging. And I think that sense of dissatisfaction is very important for me.
Oh, thanks for that. I think that's absolutely right. I think that anybody, I mean, I learned this when I was doing my biography of Thabo Mbeki, is that it's an absolute myth to think that you can tell somebody's life. Just as it's a myth to think that you can map something, you know, maps are fictions and biographies are fictions. And what's glorious, what I find glorious as a reader and writer is the mystery rather
but
than
there you are.
The answer.
So we're not going to tell them everything. We're going to say, go and read the book and see if you can find yourself in Mark Officer's book called Lost and Found in Johannesburg. I found it a remarkably good read, which raises many questions about how yourself find yourself in your life. Maybe he did the book called Dream Deferred. Maybe for a lot of us, it's Life Deferred. So don't defer yours. Get a copy of Mark Episs's Lost and Found in Johannesburg.